Hello everyone, and welcome to the Milaha conference call. Please note that this call is being recorded. I'd now like to hand over to our moderator for today, Bobby Sarkar. The floor is yours.
Okay, thank you, operator. Hi, this is Bobby Sarkar, Head of Research at QNB Financial Services. I want to welcome everyone to Milaha's second quarter and first half 2024 results conference call. So on this call from Milaha management, we have Akram Iswaisi, who is the Executive Vice President in Finance and Investments, and Sami Shtayyeh, who is the VP in Financial Planning and Analysis. So we will conduct this conference with the management first reviewing the company's results, followed by a Q&A. I would like to now turn the call over to Akram. Akram, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you everyone for joining Milaha's first half of 2024 earnings call, and your interest in the company. I'll be starting with our consolidated financial results, and then we'll go through our various segments before turning it over to Sami to go over the outlook. Finally, as usual, we will end the call with questions and answers. The key highlights of our financial results: Milaha's operating revenues came in at 1.4 billion for the 6 months ended June 30, 2024, compared with 1.5 billion for the same period in 2023, for a decrease of 5%. Operating profit came in at 316 million for the 6 months ended June 30, 2024, compared with 344 million for the same period in 2024, for a decrease of 8%. Net profit for the 6 months ended June 30, 2024, was 628 million, compared with 648 million for the same period in 2023, for a decrease of 3%. And lastly, our earnings per share was 0.55 for the 6 months ended June 30, 2024, compared with 0.57 for the same period in 2023. Moving on to our various segments, starting with Milaha Maritime Logistics. Operating revenue from Milaha Maritime Logistics decreased by 41 million, going from 435 million in the first half of 2023 to 394 million for the same period in 2024. 48 million of the drop came from our freight logistics unit, which saw reduced volumes and warehouse utilization decrease versus the same period in 2023, which, last year was quite high, immediately following the World Cup. With respect to container shipping unit, similarly posted a drop versus 2023, despite an uptick in volume, with revenue coming down 15 million versus 2023, primarily due to reduced shipping rates out of India. Partially offsetting the drops in freight logistics and container shipping was our shipyard, which posted a 26 million increase in revenue coming from added project income and volumes. Moving on to operating expenses, they came down by 38 million with reduced logistics volumes, lower container shipping pass-through expenses, and a favorable reversal of bad debt provisions due to the successful recovery of outstanding debt, obviously more than offsetting increased shipyard-related expenses tied to revenue growth. Non-operating income decreased by 30 million, and overall net profit dropped by 33 million, from 17 million in the first half of 2023, to a negative 16 million in 2024. Moving on to offshore, operating revenue essentially remained flat versus the same period in 2023, coming at 760 million, with increased chartering rates being offset by both planned and unplanned vessel maintenance, which obviously impacted our revenue. On the operating expense side, we saw a 20 million year-over-year increase, mainly coming from a non-recurring favorable VAT provision reversal that was recorded last year, and increase in expenses in our industrial logistics unit. Overall, net income dropped by 25 million from 141 million in the first half of 23 to 116 million for the same period in 24. Now, looking at gas and petchem at the operating profit level, the Gas and Petchem had a slight dip in the first half of 24 versus 23, going from 65 million in 23 to 62 million in 24. But at the non-operating level, income increased by 35 million, with 49 million increase coming from our associates, mainly Nakilat, which is more than offsetting a drop of 8 million from results of joint arrangements, mainly from the VLGC JV. Net profit for the segment ended up 32 million, or 10% higher versus the same period in 2023. In our trading segment, reduced heavy equipment and bunker sales volumes and margins negatively impacted the results, with the bottom line slipping from 1 million in profit in the first half of 23 to a negative 8 million in loss for the same period in 2024. And lastly, Milaha Capital, despite an 8% drop in revenue in the first half of 24 versus 23, led primarily by Qatar Quarry sales, overall net profit increased by 50 million, driven by higher overall investment income. And that wraps up the segment, and I will now turn it over to Sami to discuss outlook for the rest of the year.
Thank you, Akram. Starting with maritime and logistics, on the container shipping side, we expect rates to continue being under pressure due to depressed global demand and expected new vessel capacity coming online. But we are optimistic that our new China services, which began in May, will provide some uplift. In freight logistics, the environment is still quite challenging and expected to remain so. Our focus continues to be on boosting sales efforts and improving operating efficiencies. In offshore, on the support vessels and services side, we expect to see continued growth, particularly longer term, with all the expansion work in Qatar's oil and gas industry. For harbor operations, we expect stable revenue throughout the year, given that most of the vessels are on long-term contracts. Similarly, for industrial logistics, fairly stable as well due to long-term contracts. In gas and petrochem overall, we expect limited volatility due to the long-term nature of contracts we have in most business units. Our VLGC JV is the exception, where performance is difficult to predict due to volatile spot prices. In trading, we'll continue to focus on profitable growth and margin improvement. And lastly, capital, where we will continue to focus on providing stable results and yield enhancement. And with that, operator, we'll now open the call up to questions and answers.
We are now opening the floor for question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from Rob Skepper from Ashmore. Your line is now open.
Hi, hi, gents. Thanks for your time. Thanks for the call today. a few bits and pieces from me, if I may. Just on container shipping. So you mentioned there's some new China routes, potentially offsetting some of the weakness. Like, are you still seeing rates dropping? Like, and will those new routes, do you think that will provide like a bottom for the earnings in container shipping, or like we should still expect like sequentially weaker results from the container business?
If you look at, the directionally rates are much more robust this quarter, and they will continue to be robust. Not expecting significant increases, but the rates are much stronger now. And if you look at, for example, maritime and logistics as a segment, and you compare the results from Q1 to Q2, the losses have been diminishing. And so, you know, the trajectory is positive, and, you know, we're optimistic about the second half of the year.
Got it. Yeah, thanks for the clarification. Great. And then just on freight and logistics, obviously it's a little bit tricky domestically at the moment, but in terms of like light at the end of the tunnel there, like what are you kind of looking out for? Like, when can that improve to your minds?
I can tell you that, and obviously we're constrained by local market dynamics,
yeah.
But what we are doing is is we're working on turning this business around from looking at our operating expenses and trying to right size the balance sheet as well as the P&L. And so this is an exercise that we have begun, looking at our top line, looking at our customer base, looking at our strategic direction, looking at our sales force, looking at segments where we should be focusing more than others, and even potentially looking at, saying, some clients are not profitable, we shouldn't be in that segment or dealing with these clients. And so at the top line, I mean, at the end of the day, if you look at, how do you generate revenue top line, you acquire more clients, you sell more services to existing clients, and then you look at your pricing and whether you're leaving money on the table. So from a big picture perspective, this is sort of what we're looking at within logistics and saying, how can we grow the top line and what new segments and services can we offer? Should we be a niche provider focusing on specific segments, given who we are, using our balance sheet, our strength, our ability to deploy capital? And at the same time, looking at our expense side and seeing ways we can optimize that. So this is an exercise that we're undertaking and it's ongoing. And obviously, domestically, we're constrained by, local dynamics, but we are looking at how to optimize the business domestically. And we also have our Dubai operation that we're also looking to optimize as well. And so between Qatar and the UAE, there is potential for us to turn that business around.
And kind of when do you expect to start to see the fruits of those endeavors?
Well, I mean, we have begun. So, success is about, we were stringing along a lot of smaller successes. Not going to be a shock at all. So we have, the exercise has already started a couple of months ago. And so as the results come out, we begin executing and making changes. It will have to be, and again, it takes time for the results of these initiatives to materialize. So I think the Q1 and Q2 of next year, we should potentially see some improvement in the numbers.
Great, thank you. Just jumping to offshore. So I think on the first quarter conference call, you kind of mentioned kind of various kind of contracts that you kind of might be working on at the moment. Is there kind of any update for the market on those?
If you look at offshore, the offshore market overall, multiple things are working for us. Rates have gone up, so we're sitting in a very, very robust market. So, and we are riding that cycle, that wave, if you will. Secondly, demand is very robust, whether it's in Qatar or the region. And so we have been winning business. Some of that business we will begin executing or delivering the end of Q3 and Q4. We will begin. Now, because there is a lead time where we win business, we have to mobilize, we have to hire staff, we have to acquire vessels, there's still a bit of a lead time, but offshore is on an upward trajectory. Our numbers this quarter were impacted by planned and unplanned maintenance. But the trajectory is positive. At the moment, we can't disclose anything yet until we are able to obtain approval from our clients, but we're hoping the next few months we'll be able to disclose something to the market.
Okay, and is that, will that be kind of disclosed as and when whatever the NDA kind of lapses and you're able to speak, or like is it, will you wait for kind of the next quarterly call?
We're hoping by the next quarterly call that we would have something that we can share. But again, but we're bound by most of our contracts, there's a confidentiality agreement, we're bound by that, and so we need clearance from our clients to be able to disclose more.
Yeah, sure, got it. Okay, cool. Akram, Sami, thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the questions.
The next question comes from Nikhil Hussain from CBFS. Your line is now open.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my question. Well, this is regarding, again, which you mentioned about containers, maritime, and you did mention that you've added up some new vessels. So I just wanted to inquire, the new vessels, I believe, too, has been, started contributing in second quarter itself, or could be contributing going forward?
Where did we mention about new vessels? I mean, we continue to charter new vessels as we expand our network, and so we are chartering in vessels, and the you know, as they come up, some of them are short term, some of them 6 months, 1 year. So as we continue to expand our network, we do use use short term charters to test the network, and then when the time is right for the market, and we do buy assets. So today, any new service that we get into, if we don't have the capacity, then we charter in vessels. So, it's difficult to answer that question for you because, vessels are mobilized on different services as part of our network.
Okay. But regarding other things, given the fact that, the last couple of years, your disposal of property versus equipment has been, had been a huge increase, say in 2020-21, and but of course of late we are seeing quarterly some gains coming through in terms of your disposal, maybe salvage value and other things. Do we see similar trend continuing going forward?
I'm sorry, disposal of what? Of
assets? We are seeing some gains which you are getting through your assets, your property, vessels, equipment, through your balance sheet in your profit and loss statement flowing through. So wanted to understand whether will that continue going forward?
Well, the gains on our P&L are immaterial. We buy and sell vessels. It's part of our normal operating business. In shipping, this is expected. And so, when we need to upsize or upgrade our vessels, that's going to be, part of what we do. So the amount at the end of the day is, quite frankly, immaterial. If you're talking about what we have on our P&L, gain on disposal of vessels, 2024 year to date, it was $9 million versus $4 million last year. So, part of operating a shipping company or offshore company is that you're going to buy and sell vessels. You upsize, you buy newer ones, and so, it's very difficult to give you a direction of what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, we will buy vessels and we will sell vessels. But again, the gain is immaterial at the end of the day.
Okay. The idea was basically your impairment of vessels, which took place heavily way back in 2020-21. That we don't see anything coming out of it maybe in the coming quarters, right? That's what you're pointing out.
Are you talking about impairments?
Yeah, impairments which you had earlier from that maybe salvage value, some kind of difference. Yeah.
No, again, as I've mentioned last quarter, there are no impairments. We don't have anything to, we've been conservative, and we don't have any impairments right now that we're aware of. We have to go through an accounting exercise every year. If the vessel cannot be deployed and has no alternative uses, and, then potentially we would have to take impairment or sell it in the market. So, That happens, as part of a periodic exercise that we undertake. That's also reviewed by auditors. Right now, we have no impairments in sight.
Okay, fine. Lastly, on your shipyard business, we see a good positive change during the quarter, QOQ. Of course, not comparing with 2023. So, can you give some color on this? In terms of how, what we can see it going forward, second half.
We've got some special projects that we are doing in the shipyard. The shipyard has been, undergoing some major changes, system improvements, upgrading of staff, and a big focus on growing the top line. So we are undertaking special short-term projects as well. So part of the pickup is short-term projects that we have undertaken on the marine side.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Our next question comes from Mark Crombus from TFI. Your line is...
Thank you. Hello, gentlemen. I wondered if the management and the board considered the introduction of an interim dividend this year in line with your largest shareholding, which I'm sure you'll enjoy the dividend of in the next quarter. If not, just a question is sort of understanding, you know, potentially why not.
I can tell you that the there will be a discussion about this, but at the moment, you know, it's I cannot really provide, you know, any feedback and opinion on that. But this is something that we will look at as a management and potentially as a board.
Thank you.
It's on our radar screen, let's put it that way.
All right. As of right now, we don't have any pending questions from the attendees. I'd now like to hand back over to the moderator for the final remark.
Okay, so if we don't have any further questions, we can end the call for today. I want to thank Akram and Sammy for taking the time to answer our questions, and we will pick this up next quarter. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, everyone.
Thank you for attending today's call. You may now disconnect.